In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, as we enter into the last hour of our prayer and meditation to attain the love of God, this will be, we know, the beginning of our life's work, or a continuation of it at least. Grant us throughout the rest of our lives the dispositions always of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may love your Son with her heart and seek your will always with her dedication and devotion. We ask this through the blessed intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of the Universe, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Saint Ignatius speaks of these last moments as having even a greater liberty of spirit. He doesn't expect us to follow any sort of formula or anything when we pray. He said it should be just this open expression of love and intimacy that we have achieved with God, not only through these meditations, but through the grace that he gives us in the sacraments and so forth. So basically, the entire hour is about this, God's love for me, to attain this love. And we contemplate his gifts of love for me alone, for me specifically. And we realize once again that God does not see crowds. So everything God created, everything that he did, everything that he continually does is for me, as though I were the only one he ever created. I see his heart in his gifts. It's not the gifts alone, but the gifts represent the very love and intimacy that God seeks with each one of us. And then his toil of love for me, how in his yearning to be united with me, he has gone through the gibbet, he has suffered, he has died, and he has risen from the dead. Everything was filled with love in his toil, in his labor, in his desire to be with me, and finally, my lover himself. This is where you will find the greatest joy throughout your entire life. His gifts, his heart, his labor of love, and himself. This is a contemplation to attain divine love. So it's the biggest and most important meditation of the entire week of exercises. It is a quiet summation of the entire retreat itself. Now, he wants us to attain the love of God. And there's a big difference between attaining and obtaining. I don't obtain the top of Mount Everest, I attain it. So the word is attain. This is an exercise in which I seek to attain love itself. I want to love God and know his love for me. Now, charity is right here, the second block. Charity is not in itself love. Oftentimes people say, well, charity, which is love? No. Charity is not love unless it is activated so that I can obtain, so I can only obtain the love of God if I activate it and I use the gifts that he's given me, the way of showing love. I recognize his presence in that love, in that charity. The labor, I work in that charity, and I contemplate, I'm aware of that, and that moves me to love. This is how we attain love itself. But charity in itself is simply the infused virtues, but unless they go into action, it is not love. So if I so desire, I must use the infused virtues, especially that of charity. So to attain love, I want that Christ who loves by way of deeds and giving. Gifts are his way and my way of showing love. To be aware of his presence always, This is extraordinarily important. I give things. I receive things. I give my attention to the presence of the one I love. And I labor for the one I love. Thus I attain the one I love. Charity is found sacrificial love, the gifts of my lover to me. Fused virtue of charity is the capacity to love. So I attend to my God, the presence of my lover to me, the gifts of my lover to me, the presence of my lover to me, the toil of my lover for me, and I contemplate the source of all good, my lover himself. So therefore I have sacrificial love. I attend to God in contemplation. My response is the work of love itself, and I find God, therefore, in all things. So therefore, his gifts of love to me, have it here, where is it? His gifts, his love, his labor, and himself, the lover himself. I want a real knowledge of the many blessings I have received, and I want to express gratitude that I may serve that love through the rest of my life. I must recognize my acceptance here. I must recognize my acceptance that I already have what I seek within. To be filled with gratitude. If you accept something, you also accept in gratitude the responsibility for that acceptance. That I might be able, not to do, but humbly be able to love, to move from charity to love, to serve in deeds rather than words alone, the divine majesty in all things. We find God in everything. He has done for me. Creation he gives me. He created me. He loved me into existence. What has he done? He has redeemed me. The love idea out of love. He has given me everything. The divine reality. And the desire to give himself to me in that he gives me his blessings. All that he has given me. My hands, my feet. Senses, my very existence, gifts of my lover God. He actually comes down to me. My love for God has to be as his, a sacrificial love. God's presence to me, he is present. And I want to be with the one I love for all eternity. Take this last hour and just contemplate and just rejoice in God's joy. Rejoice in God's love for you. Look around you and see that all of it is an expression of his intimate love, his compassion, his kindness, his mercy, his gentleness. We commit ourselves to attain this kind of love. It begins with charity and ends with God himself, who is our all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to each one of us that grace to attain all that you have chosen for each one of us from all eternity, that we may truly return a love that is worthy of the love that each one of us have received in such great abundance. We ask this through the intercession of the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Divine Grace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.